Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Love it. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Dr. J joins us the show in about a half an hour. Just so
on
you know,
the phone.
He will be on the phone. If you're more than welcome to join us here at Chickies. Dr. J won't be here. He will be at Parks Racetrack on Sunday, and it's free. So you can go meet Dr. J.
Father's Day gift.
Yeah, great Father's Day celebration. You go do that on Sunday.
A little gambling?
He's not going to be here, though.
Right.
He will be on the phone with us.
Right.
We'll talk to him. All right, why don't we talk about it? I feel like it's been a month since the Phillies have played a baseball game. Doesn't it feel like it's been forever?
I know.
Let's talk about it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev's Jackie Baseball.
So some injury news and notes real quick. Aaron Nola does not have a stress reaction. He has a stress fracture in his rib.
They're the same thing.
Just saying. They wanted to clear that up.
Yeah. Just as a longtime injury studier of the Philadelphia 76ers, I learned years ago that a stress reaction actually is a stress fracture.
In his rib.
In his rib.
Yeah.
In his rib.
Went from his ankle to his rib.
Yeah. Probably from sneezing.
All from sneezing.
Sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. Do you remember that, Spike?
What?
Brett Brown. Where he's talking about Joel being sick in the Raptors series.
He came in and he was sneezing.
He was sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. Like really laying it on thick about how sick Joel called him at 3 in the morning.
Oh, well, I remember that. I'll tell you, I know I am looked at as a Joel devotee, and I love Joel, but when I found out that he had called Brett Brown in that series before Game 7 and was considering not playing in that game because he felt so sick.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you get that little feeling where, like, about somebody or something that you don't want to deal with?
Yeah, sure.
I was like, I don't care how sick you are, buddy.
Right.
Like, and then it's game seven.
Well, and that night ended with him crying on Gasol's shoulder.
I was okay with the crying.
See, me.
Ooh, that was rough.
That was a tough one. Why were you okay with the crying?
Because he was upset he lost.
Well, he wasn't tears. He was.
Yeah, I mean, it was sloppy. Yeah, there's snot there.
And then he's on Gasol's shoulder. Like, what?
It's a lot.
I hung in there after that, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
That made me uncomfortable.
Wasn't my proudest moment, but anyway. Yes.
Anyway, and then Bryce Harper continues to feel better. He's taking ground balls, but he's not hitting. Which, again, there's no point in giving an update until he hits. Because that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, it's what it feels like when he swings the bat.
Yes, and how he can react after that.
Yeah.
So, I feel like we haven't talked about this a lot, and it certainly doesn't seem like it is out in the Phillies sphere. But we need to come to grips that we only have 2.5 seasons left of Zach Wheeler. Like, this is it. So, Matt Galbert, a great story on Zach Wheeler today in The Athletic. And this is like a quote at the end of it. And he said, Wheeler is unequivocal. When this $126 million contract expires at the end of the 2027 season, he's done with baseball. Like, he is done after the 2027 Phillies. And, you know, they followed up, like, you know, what if you're pitching this well? He's like, doesn't matter. And they Marsh walked past, I guess, during his time and said, like, eh, he'll be here. And Wheeler said, nope, it's going to be easy to walk away. Like, we have, I think we have this vision of, like, all right, well, after this next contract, he'll get another contract, and he's still going to be good. They have 2 years to win with Zach Wheeler. Yeah. Like, that's a speeds up the, it could speed up the timeline.
He's 34?
35.
Okay. It is interesting, too, because there are a lot of pitchers now. By the way, his style of pitcher,
exactly.
You know, the big, you know, right-handed.
The Scherzer, the Verlander.
They're pitching into their 40s.
Yep. And he could, I mean, barring health, he should be able to do it. Like, he should be able to pitch at a high level at 38, 39.
I respect it.
But it sounds like he's just going to be done.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, when he gets offered $100 million for 2 more years.
Because if you can physically still do it and do it at a high level, I'm not saying no one ever walks away. I'm just saying it's harder to walk away than you think it is.
Right.
Because what are you going to do now? You're rich. You've been rich. But, like, what are you going to do to scratch this itch that you have of being a competitor?
And they all talk about how competitive he is. I don't know what you do.
What are you going to do?
And it's not football. Like, football, I think you can understand
right.
it, where, like, all
oh,
right,
sure.
I don't want the head concussion and stuff like that. It's just your arm.
Yeah. And again, if he's pitching well, it's going to be even harder to walk away. If he's not pitching to his standard, then maybe it is a little easier to walk away. But if he's in a Cy Young sort of category in 2 years.
So, you know, a lot of guys say, I'm going to spend more time with my family.
Yeah.
And my answer is always like, well, how much time do you need? But then I also think about, if you're a baseball player, the only thing that is different in baseball is that, like, there are so many road trips.
Right.
And it's so long.
I can understand where they miss the time with the family.
Yeah, and just like from a lifestyle perspective, like mm-hmm. living in hotels
yeah.
for 7 months out of the year, mm-hmm. I can understand that part of it and getting to your late 30s and saying, I don't care how nice the hotel is. It's not my house.
Right.
And I don't care how nice the plane is. I don't feel like getting on it again.
Yeah.
So that is the only thing that's different in Philly, in baseball that I see. I could imagine it grinding on a guy. You know, who doesn't
yeah.
like that sort of
and
thing.
And if they haven't won, and he's still at a high level, and that team is still in a quote-unquote World Series window, I think that's also hard to walk away from. And when he's gotten as close as he's as they've gotten.
Yeah.
If that's fair.
Yeah. It won't be easy, but, yeah, I mean, 37 for today's athletes isn't 37 for athletes 20 years ago.
No.
It's much different now.
No, the pitcher thing is crazy. It's like the quarterback
yeah.
thing now.
Yeah.
They just keep going and going and going. The pitcher thing is amazing to me because I just think about how hard that, like, on your body throwing that hard is 100 times a game, you know?
Now how old is his kids?
Well, so he just had his fourth, so that's obviously a couple weeks old. I think his right. oldest son is maybe five.
So what are you going to do when he's 7 and 8 years old?
At school all day.
Yeah, he's at school. You get to do a little league,
yep.
okay, but after that, then what are you doing?
I don't know.
Real question here is, Jack, you said it was a great article in The Athletic. You read an article?
I did.
You read the whole article?
On the John.
Wow. That's a shocker.
I know.
You must really like the Phillies.
I usually don't make it through the whole article.
Yeah, you're not a whole article smith.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, but when it's in something I'm interested in,
yep.
had to read the whole thing.
Yep.
Also. I was on the John.
Okay.
Or the Jack.
So the line.
Yeah, were you on the Jack?
I like
yep.
that. I
yep.
like that.
By the way, back to that argument real quick.
Yeah.
Eichstrom names Isaiah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ike Isaiah.
Same thing?
No.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
you
not.
Guys are full of it.
Yeah, I'm not,
You're
we're not full of it.
Well, and Ike is already a sort of nickname for Isaac.
Okay.
Ike is short for Isaac.
Okay.
Right, that's what I'm just saying. Isaac and Isaiah are almost the same, and that's where Ike comes from.
And it's not like Ike's walking around marrying somebody with some cute little name.
Yeah, that rhymes with it.
Yeah.
I didn't make Jack and Jewel.
You didn't marry Tina?
He wanted to say that before I said it.
Yep.
Yep, I didn't marry Tina.
So, look.
It's a complete different comparison there. Jack and Jill and Ike and Tina.
A little bit?
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
All right, the lineup's out. Trey's back in the leadoff spot against a righty.
Hey!
So they're committed to that. Otto Kemp's batting eighth, playing first base. Rob Thompson talking before the game. Gave the ultimate compliment to Otto Kemp. You know what he said?
He's a gamer.
He's a baseball player.
Ah, yeah, there he is.
He looks like it.
He's a ball player.
Hey.
By the way,
he's a baseball player.
Every one of those guys that we bring up for the minor leagues is that guy. Cody Clemens is that guy.
Yep.
Weston Wilson is that guy. Otto Kemp is that. By the way, Cody Clemens, maybe it's just that I see highlights online. Seems like he hits a home run every other day since he left here, Cody Clemens.
He's had a good little run.
Yeah.
He's had a good little run.
Good player.
And Marsh is back after he was injured the other day, so he is in the outfield. Now, I mentioned there's been a lot of trade stuff. The Phillies were linked to Luis Robert Jr. yet again.
Makes me nervous, man. The guy is still hitting .185.
He's hitting .185, but the talent is still tantalizing. If it doesn't cost one of the unthought, if you can get him for cheap, I'm still in.
We'll take him for Mick Abel now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You would take Luis Robert for Mick Abel at this point?
Maybe.
You know, now, you weren't trading. Now, just real quick, a week ago, we were sitting in this very same spot, and you were saying that you didn't want to trade Mick Abel.
Yeah.
And now you're going to trade Mick Abel for a guy who has been in the league for 5 years, is injured every year, and has only had one good year. And in the other years where he's not good, not only is he not good, he's now hit under .200 in consecutive years.
Yeah. Get him in a new spot. He still has 21 steals this year, plays in elite defensive center field, has 6 home runs in the year. I'm just saying.
Put him in this lineup.
Put him in this lineup.
Six home runs is less than Boehm.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah, well, Boehm's starting to heat up, too.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I would, but I think about it. There's also some interesting bullpen options with the White Sox. The Luis Robert thing is not dead to me. It's not dead. It's not dead. He's not great. I'm worried about him 100%. But I do think that here, maybe he's different. A breath of fresh air.
But it's not football or basketball.
Hold on. Randy Moss was a horrible player at the Raiders, then went to the...
Yeah, I'm saying...
Basically quit when he was with the Raiders.
But I'm saying, this isn't football or basketball. You could be a great player on a horrible team in a horrible situation.
Yeah,
he's not even hitting .200.
I know.
And even this year, he's been injured a bunch.
How old is he?
27.
Yeah, come on.
He's got 2 years, $20 million left in that deal after this year.
Still good, Spike.
27?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Entering into his prime.
Look, I am somebody who is now... scarred as a Luis Robert fantasy owner, and I stared at dropping him week after week after week. He doesn't produce.
I know. I'm well aware. But he could.
Well, what is the book on why he's not producing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't get it. And I guess the big question is
he's waiting to be traded out of Chicago. He doesn't want to be there.
I think that's the most thing. I think the biggest question heading into the deadline, they'll probably trade for both a bullpen or a bat. It's just, what do you want the big move to be? A bullpen or a bat?
Well, if I had a choice, the bat.
I think they get the big move.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just matters more.
Yeah.
They need a bat more.
Well, you can get away with...
One of those starters are going to be in the bullpen.
Right, exactly. You got a way to sort of alleviate if the bullpen thing doesn't necessarily shake out. You get you a good hitter, and he could play left field or center field.
Changes things.
Spike. That's good.
Well, it depends on a few things. It depends on Nola coming back. It depends on Ranger staying healthy. And curious to see what Mick Abel is
Painter?
Like after. But, dude, Painter's not coming up.
Where's Painter's next start?
They can't bring him up.
Well, they can when he starts pitching a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, right, we were talking about Painter in two starts.
We were saying he should have been up here 2 weeks ago.
His ERA is over five.
After the All-Star break.
He'll
be up. By the way, the full quote from Rob Thompson.
I can feel Spike not feeling Painter.
He can't wait
much
to trade Painter.
Well, his ERA is over five.
I know.
The Major League Baseball is better than AAA.
I know.
Yeah, he's not ready.
I told you the fastball's not ready. I told you the fastball's not ready. No one wants to give the kid credit.
Well, you know what the good news is? He'll be up in the majors by the time Zach Wheeler retires in 2027.
You're so dramatic.
I'm not.
So dramatic.
2028.
He's been close to right on a lot of his doomsday stuff.
Yeah, but I see the bad stuff. You know, like the kid that I see dead people? That's what I see.
Yeah, but
you see the bad stuff.
You see the bad every day.
I know, and a lot of it is right. Some of it's wrong, but a lot of it's right.
A lot of it is right.
And
why couldn't you get the quarterback right?
There's still time. There's still time.
What are y'all
buddy.
Talking about?
Never mind. Never mind. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
There's still time.
No, this is a full quote from Rob Thompson on AutoCamp. He's a baseball player, and I like baseball players because they play the game the right way.
There you go.
Man. Give him a contract extension.
All right. 215-592-9494. Top 11 week is next week. You can still get your list in today. The thing we're debating today, what means more, the last year or the resume? 215-592-9494. Jack in Santa Barbara. You're on
WIP.
Oh,
wow.
What's up, Jack? Yeah.
Throwback.
And I was born John.
That's good.
Wow, you're a fraud.
You're a real one.
You're married.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Jill.
No, you know.
You're marrying off?
No. My dad was John, and he said, I don't want the kids called Junior. So he gave me Jack. And I found out later the roots of Jack are Jewish. And the reason I couldn't be called Jack in Catholic school was because Jacob.
Because it was a Jewish name?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
How about it?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Well, you're a fraud, too.
I'm a fraud.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. We're, some, you know, happens to the best of us.
Hey, I you better
yes.
watch it, Garrett. I think your understudy is going to undo you on the golf whispers, you know. He's coming up.
Oh, which one?
Who?
Which Jack. One? Fritz? Well, yeah, because, you know, because he wants to be in on it.
You know, what did I do? What did I do?
You want to be the golf guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. I can't be the baseball guy and the golf guy.
Wow. Name a sport that Jack is pretty okay at. Dude. And he acts like he's like, you know, Jack Nicklaus and Roger Clemens over here.
I was named after Jack Nicklaus. Everyone knows that. And
John Nicklaus?
Well, he's Jack.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just saying, I'm pretty good at golf. I'm pretty good at a lot of these sports.
You better not lose the camera.
I heard he was out there the other day.
Yeah.
Hacking it up a little bit.
You know what? I could change my prediction. My current prediction is now I didn't think Jack was going to run the 8-minute mile, but okay. I came in under the wire before he ran it, and I said I thought he would do it. Now, I think right now, if I had a bet, I'm going 3-2 Jack.
Interesting. 3-2. What am I losing?
Baseball.
It's
wow. Tennis.
It's only because of the walk.
Wow.
It's
baseball
only
and
the
tennis.
Walk.
Yes, well, but look.
It's stupid.
I've seen you pitch.
He's not going to swing the bat. That's going to be what I'm already going to be here.
You can't lose baseball, man.
He's not going to lose baseball.
He's going to walk him 6 times.
He's not going to get a hit. That's I can guarantee.
No, I watched on YouTube with Elliot. Elliot barely got the ball in the bat with Jack on YouTube.
Oh, that was on YouTube?
It was on. That's when we were trying to make Facebook Live a thing.
Yeah. Well, that was during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was that during COVID?
It was. I remember us all standing, it like outside.
Because I wasn't there.
It was 100 degrees in a baseball field. I think
we wasn't on it.
Might have been wearing masks at one point. Like
we had to
outside. Yeah.
We had to.
Yep.
Crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I was there the afternoon that the Dr. J call came in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, hopefully we get the real doctor. Thank you for the call. Oh, Jack, do you have a sequel, a notable sequel?
Yeah, Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
That is a notable sequel. Yeah, absolutely.
That's an all-time great sequel.
And I would say that trilogy, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, they're very different movies.
Yeah, and Return of the Jedi is number 3 in the order.
I would
agree.
It's
not the sequel.
I would agree. I think
Empire Strikes Back is one. The sequel. No, it's the sequel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm saying Empire Strikes Back is probably the best one.
Oh,
and then Star Wars and then Jedi.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a good ranking. Yeah.
We have obtained some very interesting audio.
Uh-oh.
Like, interesting.
You asked a question earlier. Now, our good friend Herb from the Northeast recently visited Columbia. And
made it back.
And made it back. And you asked... Somebody asked you, is Herb bilingual because he's going to pick up those ladies in Colombia? How would he do that without being able to speak Spanish?
Yeah.
We actually had somebody down there recording Herb, and we have Herb romancing one of the ladies in Colombia. Buzz?
Okay, pero creo que son las mujeres las que son realmente inolvidables. Si te hubiera conocido hace 20 años, lo habría vendido todo, ok, y te habría seguido de vuelta a Bogotá con una guitarra y una maleta llena de mala poesía, ok. Por suerte, para mí, ahora soy mayor, menos poesía. Mejor vino. Okay.
Wow.
What the hell?
I can't believe they turned him down.
Yeah, do you see how he romanced him?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All I heard was okay. That's all I heard.
Man.
That's all I understood.
It's high quality.
He's rolling the R's?
Yeah.
You know, you can tell he's been there before.
He's a tonguesman.
Yeah.
Said that.
Real quick.
Cut his mic off.
Yeah. A tonguesman.
Yes.
Real quick top 11 question.
Great.
Over under, Eagles on the list. Over under the final list, 7.5.
Ooh.
Now I know yours will probably be over, Ike, but the final list that is voted on by listeners and by staff, we have over under 7.5 Eagles.
I don't know if mine's over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the
7.5. Yeah.
Yeah. The locks. We would assume the locks are Jalen, Saquon, AJ,
yep.
Lane, Jalen Carter,
yep.
Are those the only locks? Is Devontae's not a lock?
Well, Bond should probably be
Bond
a lock.
Bond is a lock. Bond is more of a lock than Smitty.
Okay. Yeah. So Bond, you think Bond's a lock to be on the list?
What about Mailata?
Yes. Somebody had him number two yesterday, didn't
Yeah, we'll address that later. Buzz. We'll address that later.
Yeah, Buzz had him.
Yeah, we'll get that. We'll cover that in the top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Mailata, maybe. Quinion and Coop.
Quinion and Coop. I might go over on the 7.5.
Yeah? For Eagles? You?
No, not me.
Are you saying you're a prediction?
My prediction.
I think
it's going to be right around there.
I think over.
7.5 is a good number.
Yeah.
I'm going under.
Better chance of over 7.5 and also no Sixers?
I think Embiid's going to make the list.
So you think Embiid
makes
the list?
I don't think Embiid's going to make the list.
If Embiid makes the list, then how many Phillies make the list?
I think it's Harper, Wheeler, Locks.
Well, Schwarber's a lock.
Schwarber's a lock, bro.
I don't think Schwarber's a lock.
People love Schwarber. They have no negative feelings about Schwarber. Some people have negative feelings about Bryce. Yeah, nobody has negative feelings about Schwarber.
Schwarber not be over Bryce?
Well, because you're doing it only the last year.
Yeah.
So how people vote is a little different.
Well, it's only and you're doing last year except for one.
Well, no, I'm doing resume. I actually might switch. I'm more resume. But a resume, but I'm just eye test. That's all I'm doing. Like I'm just an eye test.
How's your eye test on Bryce?
I say he's had an okay year.
Okay. All right.
You think he's had a better year than Schwarber?
This year?
Just from the last year.
I would say yeah, end of last year he was better. He's better than the Met series. Schwarber didn't do squat in the Met series. And
he could have too.
At the beginning of this year, yes, Schwarber's been better. But he's not I'm not putting Schwarber ahead of Harper. There's no way.
All right. Coming up next.
There's just no way. Schwarber might not make my top 11. I love Schwarber.
Wow.
This guy wanted to give him an extension.
I do want to give him an extension.
He can't even make the list.
Wow.
As it stands right now, I'm not sure Schwarber's
Wow.
Just letting everyone know. Right. I would put Trey on it before Schwarber.
I was going to say, you like Trey too.
Yeah.
What if
Trey before Schwarber?
I would put Trey before Schwarber.
Oh. I can't go Trey before Schwarber. Now, Bryce, I can poke and have fun with you on that one. Trey Turner.
Most hits in the National League.
Oh, here we go.
215-592-9494. The great Dr. J joins us next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Let me tell you something. I just got so excited talking about the list.
Interesting.
You know, got a little excited.
And you just heard Herb.
Yep.
Yep. That make you a little excited?
Do you think Herb took Blue Chews down to Columbia?
There's no doubt in my mind he did. Smart.
A chewable that he got? You know, Herb didn't have to go to the doctor's office to get Blue Chew.
Nope.
That's right.
No. See, the great thing about Blue Chew, there's several great things. You want the active ingredient is what you want, right? You want the same active ingredients that are in Levitra and Staxin, Viagra, Cialis. That's what you want. What you don't want is you don't want a pill. You don't want to have to go to the doctor's office. You don't want to have to wait in line at the pharmacy. So Blue Chew gives you all the stuff that you want, which is a chewable. You could do it all online. They ship it to you. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. You know, waiting in line there. They ship it to you in a discreet and
hard
package. And you're getting those same active ingredients. And even better, you didn't even mention this. We're going to give it to you for free for the first month. Free.
Free.
How do you spell that, Jack?
F-R-E-E.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You're going to get your first month for free. You're only going to pay for shipping. It's only like $5. And then your love life is just going to get better. And you'll be prepared to
chew it and do it.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Dr. J joining us on the phone shortly. But every Friday at 4:30, we talk about the belt. And the belt is what we award to the WIP staff member who had the best week. Now, it stays with the person from the week before unless somebody earns the belt. The person who had the belt leading up to this week was Jack Fritz.
Yep.
We'll see who has it now.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Now, you might think, Ike, at this radio station full of talk radio power players, that there would be people every single week gunning for the belt, unleashing masterful tapes, taking over the city. And so it would be a lot of hard work to hold on to the belt for more than 1 week.
Yep.
So in that case, you would expect the belt would not stay with one person for very long. Now, last week, Jack took the belt from Jolly?
Al.
Al took the belt from Al by announcing that he would pitch against Joe DeCamera.
Yep.
And squash him.
Yep. And the official position now is arm might be back back.
Arm might be back.
Yep.
So the question is, who performed well enough this week to take the belt away from Jack? And the answer is nobody.
Nobody.
And to be honest with you,
I don't think
Jack had that good a week.
Disagree.
He had an okay week. But I don't think anybody did anything great enough to take the belt away from Jack, and I agree with the committee's decision. And I'm taking this, Ike, this is a challenge to you, and it's a challenge to me.
Yeah.
How can neither one of us do something good enough to take away the belt from Fritzy Poo over there?
Well, listen, clearly you guys need to have your ears cleaned out. I've been dropping gems all week. I mean, let's just be honest. I really have. Yesterday, I flamed everybody with your Jalen Hurts nonsense.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I was cooking. I was cooking yesterday,
Spike. You were
Spike.
Cooking.
I was cooking yesterday. Us. Yes, I flamed everybody yesterday. And quite frankly, I think you two have kind of teamed up on me here. And for this dude to get another week.
I don't want him to have the belt. I think he sucks.
What has this guy done this week?
Yesterday was an unbelievable start to the show.
It was a good start to the show.
And then I had to take down Corey.
You did take down Corey today.
Start the show.
You did take down Corey
today. Left him stammering in the corner.
It's been an okay week. I mean, he did play the text line song at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Does that now count against him?
It should, but somebody's got to go up and get it.
Well, it's also funny when I do it.
I don't know about that.
Disagree?
I don't know about that.
Disagree?
Julius Irving will join us momentarily. Now, as Tornado Shapiro joked earlier, I am a dog dad, and maybe Tornado Shapiro doesn't count that as being an actual dad. Actually, neither does, I don't think Herb counts
Chuck.
It either. Oh, it's Chuck doesn't count it either.
Doesn't seem like anyone's counting it.
In the summer, when you need stuff for your pit, you know what? We'll get back to this in a minute. I'll tell you about Dogs and Cats Rule in a minute.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because joining us now is the great Julius Irving, Dr. J. Dr. J, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. How you guys been?
We're doing pretty good, man.
Doc, it's always great to talk to you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. It is my pleasure. It's good to be back in Philly. And looking forward to a big weekend with Ray.
Yeah, so Dr. J will be at Parks Racing on Sunday on Father's Day in Bensalem. The Philadelphia Stallions horse racing team will be there with the National Thoroughbred League. So there's horse racing all day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay for a ticket. You can just show up. There's stuff for the kids, you know, music, games, all that kind of stuff. Dr. J, I'm curious. So you involved in horse racing after your athletic career. We know Jason Wirth got very involved in horse racing as well. Keith right, Jones, right. Who worked at WIP. What is it about horse racing that you think attracts athletes, you know, after they're done playing?
Well, I'm a late entry, you know. I mean, I went to the Kentucky Derby a bunch of times, a dozen times or more, and they've even let me start the race one year as a guest of Junior Bridgman, you know, who's a Louisville guy. So, you know, growing up in Long Island, I mean, you know, there were a couple of racetracks in the vicinity. But I kind of followed NASCAR a little closer. And back in the 90s, I got involved with Joe Washington, and we actually had a car. So this is the first stint with, you know, being a part owner of a team of horses, which is Stallion. And last year we had the good fortune of, you know, being the first place team at the end of the year. And although we're off to a slow start right now, I think the huge upside, has a lot of fun involved in it. You know, it's a classy place to be. Everybody's not for everybody, but once you experience it, you know, you're going to talk about it. You're going to tell your friends about it.
So that is Sunday at Parks Racing. Again, you don't have to buy a ticket. There's more info at ntl.racing. Sounds exciting, man. So speaking of exciting, come on out. And Dr. J will be there, of course. Speaking of exciting, we have an NBA Finals now that I don't think anybody saw coming. Are you surprised that the Pacers are up 2-1 rather on the Thunder? I think pretty much everybody is.
Well, you know, the thing about it, when you're a good team and you're an underdog, if you can go into their building and get a split, that's a huge accomplishment. You know, OKC probably, you know, they had a better record and it looks like they got more pieces. But long story short, who's going to play on any given night? Who's going to, you know, who's going to be the odd man who performed beyond what he's done before? Are the superstars going to show up and be superstars? And, you know, there's a whole list of things that are associated with, that's why they got to play best of seven, because it's all about adjustment, adaptation, and, you know, having a little luck on your side that particular night.
Doc, you've been in a position, you brought up a superstar, right? You've been in that position where you were a superstar, you were the face of the league, you carried the league. There's been discussion around the league or about the league as far as the next face and the next face of the league. And, you know, Anthony Edwards sort of hinted at he may not even really be interested in being the face of the league. I'm just interested in your thoughts on sort of where you see the game at right now and where the game is going. As somebody who carried the league for years, especially in the 70s, how do you feel about where the league is at right now and where it's going? Are you okay with it?
So, very much okay with the way the league's going, business-wise. It's a great business to be in. The unfortunate part that, gets my goat every now and then is the premature celebrations, and I guess that's just a generational thing because, when I came up and I was taught, man, you ain't bumping your chest or yelling to the audience, holding your hand up against your ear to hear their applause unless the game is over and you've won the game. If you, in the first quarter, the first 2 minutes of the game, you're trying to celebrate a good shot or a good play or whatever, you can't be on my team. So it's different with different generations. It is different. Mm-hmm. The game was probably more methodically approached, and the end result was the key. Now it's about, let's see if we can just put on a good show. And there's some teams in the league, they don't aspire to be champions. They just aspire to, try and fill the stadium, put on a good show that particular night. And if it's a good show, fine. They try to repeat it. If it's not a good show, they go back to the drawing.
The great Julius Erving with us right now. Doc, the Sixers are in a pretty interesting position in that they hope to be a contending team next year if everybody's healthy, but they're also going to add most likely a rookie with a high pick. As young as these players are, how hard is it for a rookie, a 19-year-old rookie, to contribute to a contending team in the NBA? What does it take? What are the most important things that they can look for?
Well, I think, you just got to go back to Magic Johnson and his rookie year and what he was able to accomplish. And although he's one of one and probably the best point guard the league's ever seen, with Oscar Robertson being right on his heels, it can happen. And it does happen because, guys are maturing faster. The whole NIL situation, starting when they're 15, 16 years old, they're making money. So they're in the business side of basketball a whole lot earlier than we were. And because, in my generation, it was, 4 years of college. And if it wasn't for the ABA, it would have maintained 4 years of college before you get a chance to sign a pro contract. So the difference between 15 and 16, 17 and 22, 23 and 24 is huge. It's huge. And I think that, and the way the game is played, because, maybe it is a little less physical and there's more finesse associated with it, but, you got well-conditioned athletes who can run all day and, now you got guys who can play to 40 or better or whatever. It's a long, hard journey, and it's different. And who's to say whether it's better or worse? I just think that it is what it is, and it has to be accepted for what it is. And, the challenges of the NBA, the commissioner addresses it quite frequently. He's constantly saying, look, we're meeting and we're talking about these things, every other week, basically. And, when somebody asked him a question, and the last time I saw him interviewed, every question that was asked, he said, we've thought about this, or we've done something about this, or we have a committee selected, to study this. So you can't, there's no wool pulled over his eyes. He sees what's happening, and he wants to, have the greatest association of all the professional sports associations. And I would think that the NBA might be that. And the NBA is the leader, and the other sports associations follow what the NBA does.
So, Doc, we all love Joel Embiid, and we're hoping he has more years of healthy basketball. If God forbid he didn't, and his career were to end where it is, do you think Joel Embiid is a Hall of Fame player if his career were to end right now?
Well, almost every player who has been a most valuable player in the league is almost automatically a candidate for Hall of Fame induction. Now, there's a difference between first ballot and sometime down the line. You know, Artis Gilmore, a great player, MVP in the ABA when he was a rookie. And, you know, it was like a 10-year wait before he got into the Hall of Fame. And he, when he finished playing, he had great statistics. He was a leading, all-time leading field goal percentage shooter. And, you know, every franchise that he played for, they at least made the playoffs. And with the Colonels, you know, they won the title in ABA 75. So, yeah, that MVP status is hard to take away. It's going to be recognized. He's going to be in the conversation. And I think he's probably given enough. It's unfortunate. You know, his career sort of parallels Bill Walton's without the championship. Or Bill won the championship in Portland, and he was also, you know, a backup center when they won the championship in Boston. But the number of games he played in, you know, out of a possible 1,200, he probably played 800. You know, and Joel is probably going to be in that same category of, you know, playing 60-65% of the game. And, you know, some people take that personally, but it is what it is. Injuries are part of the game.
All right, Doc. Well, we really appreciate your time today. Mm-hmm. Again, Doc will be at the Parks Racing on Sunday with the Philadelphia Stallions. The National Thoroughbred League. It'll be, I think, 12:30 to 5. No tickets you needed. You just show up. You bring the fam. The, you know, kids can come too, you'll be there as well. So, we really appreciate your time today, man.
Thank you very much. And tell those people it's Father's Day. So, you know, wives and daughters and sons, bring your dad out. You know, give him a good time.
Yes.
Show him a good time.
It's his day. It's his day. What
it's
he wants,
day.
Right?
It's ours.
Yeah. Yes. All right. All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Take it. There it is, the great Julius Erving. Talk about what he said in a second. So before we had Doc, I was talking about dogs and cats rule. Just want to make sure that it's hot out. If your dogs need stuff for outside where it's hot out during the summer, you go to Dogs and Cats Rule. There's 7 locations. Anything you need. I'm getting one of those cooling vests for my dog, Scotchy, who loves sitting out on the deck when it's 95 degrees.
That's crazy.
You're like, man, get back in here.
That's right. And she's like, it's like she's suntanning out there. I'm like, the deck's going to cook you, Scotchy. I already got her a cooling mat. I'm going to get her one of the cooling vests. If you need that, one of the UV blocking t-shirts, you take your dog out on the boat, maybe one of those life jackets for your dog. There's 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule, and the staff at all 7 locations, aces. They're going to answer any question you have about pet nutrition for your dog, maybe supplements. If you need a leash, you need a toy, whatever you need. I'm telling you, you don't need another pet store. The lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure that this is the only one you need. Again, 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. I think that is what it ends up being for Embiid is not a first ballot thing, but an eventually in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
There are not very many, you know, it's hard to win an MVP and not be in the Hall of Fame.
Like D-Rose, right? He probably...
He's probably getting in.
You think so?
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually he'll get in.
Well, because he had... D-Rose has 2 things. He had a post-prime career that lasted long enough.
I actually did, yeah.
You know, where he became...
Stuck around long enough,
he became this really valuable sort of extra guard.
Role player,
And I think that ingratiated himself to it. And Derrick Rose is way more popular than I think anybody knows. Like, Derrick Rose is way beloved in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I think being a popular player also adds to it.
And he hit the shot in the national championship.
He did, yeah. And yeah, basketball is the easiest Hall of Fame to get into. That's the other thing. It's just the easiest Hall of Fame to get into. I think that
he did miss those free throws to win the national championship, didn't he? Wasn't that Derrick Rose at the free throw line?
In the national championship? I don't
Memphis,
know.
Memphis, didn't they play someone?
Memphis, Kansas? Is that the Mario Chalmers shot?
Yeah, I think that's the one where Chalmers won it, yeah. I think Derrick Rose missed a I could be wrong. You know, I'm more likely wrong than
And you know, I'm not correcting anybody's college basketball.
And you know the show. We say it so confidently until one of us says, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I think
Derrick Rose had the big shot that Calipari draw. But they didn't win the Natty.
They lost to Kansas.
Yeah.
They lost to that Chalmers team.
Yeah.
And Derrick Rose, like Bill Waltner and Embiid, another player who, if he didn't have the injury problems,
man,
who knows what he would have been. He was, I think, Derrick Rose and John Wall are the two players that are the fastest guards I've ever seen in person.
Oh, you got to throw Russ in there, don't you?
Yes, but he's powerful.
Yeah.
What's
definitely wasn't as quick as those guys.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Those two guys, Wall is actually, at his peak, is the fastest guy I've ever seen in person, and Derrick Rose is number two. Russ is up there.
Yeah.
But those two guys, I've never seen anything like it. We used to debate about John Wall and Russell Westbrook,
yeah,
you and I.
Mm-hmm.
John Wall is a what could have happened if he took better care of himself, if he didn't get hurt. And I think Derrick Rose
got that microfracture injury, right?
Did he get
that? Yeah.
Well, the microfracture surgery.
That pretty much that.
And he had a
– basketball players rarely come back from that.
John Wall had drank a lot.
And he was the party guy.
Didn't take care of himself.
Yeah.
But I loved watching those.
Still getting paid.
Yes. I hope we get – I just want one more Joel year. Just give me one. Just don't let it end like this.
Yeah, I told you, man, if he give me 50, man.
50 games.
Yeah, I'll take 50 games in the playoffs. I'll take that.
Just give me 50 games
yeah.
of how you looked the last time I saw you when you were good.
I'll take that.
Yeah, give me 50 games I want something to happen in the playoffs, but I just don't want it the end to be like this.
You wanted to, I know exactly what you're saying.
If he's got a bad legacy, I want it to be because he failed again in the playoffs.
Right.
Not because it just petered out and, like, it's not complete. It just doesn't – feels incomplete.
Yeah. And he's not going to get the love he should get.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they just beat a good team in the playoffs one time?
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
Just give us one. Listen,
we may get one of those years, Spike, and when it actually happens, and maybe it's McCain and Maxey and whomever they draft – they finally lead us to the Eastern Conference Final, and it's like Joel finally gets to enjoy what that is, and he's a part of it.
Yeah, which just would be great.
Yeah, we still got him for 3 years.
Yes.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah, definitely not going anywhere.
We still got him for 3 years.
Yeah, that's for sure. Jack, I ask you this. What do you have coming up in the top five of tonight?
I've been looking forward to this all day.
Oh God. No. Go ahead.
Well, you're nervous about this one. Do you know what it is?
No, I thought it was – I'm thinking it's a Father's Day thing.
It was going to be a Father's Day thing, but then I heard some audio in the news folder when I got in.
Okay.
And it said I have to make this a top five.
Okay.
So I have the biggest questions I currently have about WIP host right now.
This is the same thing every day.
Yeah, but there's new audio.
Okay. The biggest questions you have about WIP.
Yeah, you get this guy a belt. He's constantly ripping us all week long.
First off, neither of you are on it.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
We've been on the list
all week.
Yeah, wait for the text line, Ike. Wait for the text line. All right, that's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.